The world's best don't get results alone, and now neither do you, no matter when, where, or what you're working on. Introducing Pit Stop's AI Avatar Marketplace. Think of it like Spotify, but for personal and professional growth. Imagine instant access to digital versions of the world's top coaches, each one trained on their unique methods, experience, and coaching style. This isn't just another chatbot. Every Pit Stop AI avatar is powered by real coach insights, their notes, their podcasts, and what they've learned from real sessions. It's a truly personalized coaching companion, so much smarter and more relevant than generic tools like ChatGPT. Whether you want to level up in business, build new habits, manage stress, or boost your confidence, you're not just getting advice, you're getting it directly from the playbook of proven high achievers, all at a fraction of the cost of traditional coaching and available 24/7 whenever you need that extra edge. Ready to find the coach that you need? Use Pit Stop as your launchpad for growth. Head to the link in the show notes and download the app now.
Welcome to Drive to Thrive, a Pit Stop podcast. My name is Sandy and I am your host. And this week I'm joined by me. This is another solo episode. So we're going to start doing these every 10 episodes. So for episode 30, we did this. And now here we are, episode 40. We only started the podcast around the beginning of this year, really. So we're really pleased to get to episode 40 and we've had some amazing guests on. And these solo episodes essentially will act like a bit of a catch-up. So if you feel like you've missed out on a few episodes, you can listen to this and listen to some of the lessons that we've learned and then, you know, go and check out the full episodes with that guest if it aligns with what your goals and what you're trying to achieve. So I have five lessons for you from kind of the previous 10 episodes, really. I went through and I picked out some of the most popular episodes and then some of my favorite insights from each of those episodes. And I hope that they will resonate with you as somebody else who, you know, has a growth mindset and is looking to try and improve their lives. So let's stop listening to me waffle and let's kick off. The first one is from one of the more recent episodes, episode 38. And that was with David Jackson, or Jacko, as he likes to be called. David Jackson is a breathwork coach working with a company called Oxygen Advantage. And he's also an endurance athlete and is an ex-professional rugby player, having had to retire early from his rugby career due to a traumatic brain injury that led him to discover breathwork. And that essentially changed the entire trajectory of his life. So a really inspirational story from Jacko. But one of the big lessons I think to learn from him was this idea of not robbing yourself of an experience and wishing it was over. So for him, this was through the prism of doing these massive endurance events, often these kind of, you know, big long runs, doing multiple marathons, running, you know, hundreds of kilometers. And it's very easy when you're in one of these difficult positions and when you are doing something challenging to kind of wish it was over. And I'm sure everyone listening has had an experience like that, whether it's a really intensive work day where you're in endless meetings and presentations and wishing it was over, or an endurance event similar to Jacko, or perhaps you're into, you know, high rocks or some of these other kind of fitness oriented things, or whether you're just going to your normal fitness class and you get halfway through your second set of burpees and you wish it was over. And something that Jacko said, and it really resonated with me, is you are choosing to go and do these hard things. Nobody is making you do them. Sure, maybe the work thing is a bit different, but you know what I mean? No one's making you do it. Often you're doing it because you want to do it and you want to challenge yourself and you want to kind of see what you're made of, because why wouldn't you? You know, you want to grow and improve. And often when we're in that position, we forget that and we just go, oh, I wish it was over. But actually trying to reframe that and go, actually, while I'm sitting in the shit, essentially, what can I learn from this and what can I take and apply to other aspects of my life? You know, so for example, Jacko, you know, recognizing that actually he was a lot more resilient than he thought, because when he went into some of these endurance events, he was like, I've never done this before. Am I going to be able to get through to the end? And once he did, he proved it to himself and then was able to take that resilience and those learnings into other aspects of his life and achieve things that he never thought he would have been able to in the first place. So recognizing that nobody told you to go and do it, you signed up for it yourself because you wanted to challenge yourself. So whatever that challenge is that you're doing at the moment, Make sure you're not robbing yourself of the experience and wishing it was over. Make sure you're sitting in it and thinking, what can I learn from it? And also, it's a life experience. It's time you're never going to get back. So sit and enjoy that time as well, or try to enjoy it, depending on how difficult it is. So that was a really, really cool lesson that I took from episode 38 with David Jackson. So if you want to hear more insights like that, please make sure you go back and give that one a listen. My next one was episode 36 with Isaac Kenyon. Isaac is an adventurer, a speaker, and a coach. And essentially, he's all about sustainability, but also using the natural world and nature and getting out into that to help you work on your mental health as well. So it's this really unique crossover of talking about sustainability and why we need to look after the natural world, but also through a prism of, if we look after the natural world, it will kind of look after us, and how important that is for our mental health. And in this day and age where we're surrounded by more and more technology, it's very easy to not take time to go into nature. But that wasn't the main lesson that I took from Isaac. The main thing was, and he said this, and it's been rattling around in my head for the last almost month since we recorded it. And it was, you can't buy purpose. You've got to find it yourself. I'll say that one more time. You can't buy purpose. You've got to find it yourself. And what Isaac meant by that is, so often, again, in today's world, we are surrounded by technology. We have supercomputers in our pockets and we are largely addicted to them and on them all the time. And it's so easy to look at Instagram or LinkedIn or TikTok, your chosen social media of choice, and look at what other people are doing and think, that's what I should be doing as well. And you think that that's where your purpose is. And it's so easy to then invest in a course or in a whatever and think that that's your purpose. But actually, you can't buy it. You have to step away from social media or anything else, any exterior circumstances, you know, exterior influences. You have to step away from that and figure out what is actually important. And it's so easy for us not to actually just have a think these days, especially with things like AI and things like that. It's so easy to just ask that questions and try and buy your purpose, find your purpose. But actually, stepping away and looking for it yourself is going to be far more valuable, and figuring out what your North Star is, what it is you want to do, whether that is, oh, I want to become a marathon runner, or oh, I just want to be a good parent and look after my kids and have a nice life with them and give them a nice life, or I want to lose a load of weight, or I want to progress in my career and become X. You know, there's no right or wrong answer. But we all have our own answer. And I think it's so easy often to look at what other people are doing and try and buy our way towards that rather than try and find it ourselves. So I think it's really, really important that we make sure that we're not trying to buy purpose, we're trying to find it ourselves. I realize I've just said that a lot of times, but it really resonated with me and I hope it resonates with you as well. That was with Isaac Kenyon on episode 36. Make sure you check that out as well. Next up, episode 34. There's a pattern here. I'm working my way back, aren't I? And that was with Angela Everington, Ange, as we call her. Ange is a personal trainer, fitness influencer, and most importantly, a firefighter. Really incredible crossover of her career, starting out as a firefighter, starting to post about what it's like being a woman within an industry like that, a very male-dominated industry. And then that led to her, you know, creating a load of content, fitness content, things like that. And then that side of her career has kind of exploded as well. And now she's founded something called the Blue Light Health Club, which is all about helping emergency service workers find better physical and mental balance in their lives. As she said, it's so easy for people in those services, and they often very much put other people before themselves. And whilst that's a very noble thing and way to be, it's still so important to make sure that you're looking after yourself as well. Ange herself, just before coming on, had just suffered an injury that had meant her whole routine had had to really change. And with that came a really nice piece of wisdom from her, and that was sit in the shit. So what Angela meant by sit in the shit was, we're so quickly, when we are either, you know, injured or out of a normal routine for whatever reason, whether you've just lost a job or, you know, whenever you suffered a setback, we're so quick to try and move forward and quickly get back to where we are. But it's so important to actually take that time to sit in the shit and adjust and find a new routine and not compare yourself to what came before. So for example, if you suffered a physical injury and you used to be very, very fit and you used to be able to run 10K, and now, you know, you've broken your leg or you've injured yourself somehow, and suddenly actually just getting up the stairs to go to bed at night is an achievement. But because you've wired yourself to think, oh, well, anything less than me running a 10K in 30 minutes means I've failed. I'm sure you can tell by those numbers, I don't run much. But yeah, it's so easy to compare that and think I'm not doing well. And then that creates a negative spiral and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And instead, what you need to do is sit in it and go, right, this is my lot in life right now. I'm injured. I can't do my 10K. But actually, I can maybe make it out and I can, you know, go for a walk around the block. I can, start my rehab a little bit. And what Ange said is, you know, after she suffered this injury, and she's very, very active, as I said, you know, kind of a fitness influencer, personal trainer. And as a firefighter, you have to be extremely fit. But she kind of sat in the shit for a bit and recognized that just getting out of bed and managing to actually stand up in the shower and wash and clean herself and kind of after that, that was an achievement that needs to be recognized. So make sure that you're sitting in the shit of whatever you're dealing with at the moment, but also accept the achievements for what they are. Don't compare them to what you previously were doing before, if what you were doing before was more successful. I'm sure this will resonate with people who have maybe just lost a job, been made redundant, or, you know, made a change in their career. Perhaps they're not earning as much as they used to be. Sit in it right now and take every small win along the way. Don't compare yourself to what you were earning before or anything. You know, there's a million different setbacks that we suffer in life. And it's so important to make sure that it's to know that it's okay to sit in that suffering for a bit and not just compare ourselves to what was going before. So that was a really valuable lesson from Ange Everington. That was episode 34. So yeah, please make sure you check that one out as well. That was a really, really cool conversation with Ange. Next up, Ben Walker, episode 33. Ben is a procrastination coach. So essentially, he helps executives and people looking to improve in their careers to stop procrastinating more. And that maybe sound a bit niche, but actually, I'm sure everybody listening has procrastinated a lot and is probably procrastinating now while listening to this podcast, which is absolutely fine. But he helps them turn that procrastination into productivity and improve in their careers, lives, whatever it is. And the lesson I took from Ben was that fun is essential for productivity and happiness. That maybe sounds like a bit of a juxtaposition because it's easy to think that, no, you need to be grinding. You need to be on that hustle, on that grind set. I'm sure those are, you know, hustle culture has never been bigger than, you know, everyone needs to have a side hustle and be working in the evening after they finish their main job. And if you don't do that, then you're a massive failure. Again, that harks back to the comparison I just spoke about. But actually what Ben said is we often forget that having fun is the point. And it's so important to make sure that you're taking the time to enjoy yourself and carve out some time each week to do whatever it is that you enjoy. And if that is working, that's absolutely fine. If you're taking the Alex Hormozi model and you just love creating email funnels, go for it. But if that time is actually, what do you love doing? And you're like, oh, spending time with my family, then carve out an hour, a few hours a week to spend time with your family, meaningful time, not time when you're sitting on this thing. That was phone for anyone listening rather than watching. But not just sitting on your phone passively while your kids play around you. Actively spend time having fun with them. Don't be afraid to embrace your inner child a bit. Or if having fun is going out for a drink with your mates after work, take some time to do that. But whatever it is, make sure that you're not just passively doing it. Make sure you're actually resetting, turning your notifications off, do not disturb, and actually sit with your friends, enjoy that drink. You know, five-a-side football if you want to go play some golf. It doesn't matter what it is, but make sure that you're figuring out, same what we said with Isaac earlier, you know, finding that purpose. You can't buy it. You've got to find it yourself. Sometimes that purpose doesn't have to be tied to your career or your professional life. Of course, it's important to do that, but also figure out what that purpose is in terms of fun and what you actually enjoy doing. Working all the time, as we know, it will lead to burnout. Burnout is not just a buzzword that people use on LinkedIn. Burnout is real. I've seen my friends experience it. I've seen colleagues in the past and, you know, people I know. And it's a really dark road. And it can often, it's one of those things where you think working all the time is going to have a positive effect, but actually it's detrimental in the long run because it's going to mean you're going to need to take more and more time out as time goes on. So make sure that you're finding and making time for fun. And you'll find actually you'll probably be more productive and happier than ever before. So that was episode 33 with Ben Walker. Again, please do give that a listen. Ben was awesome. He was like in some park somewhere and he said he had people coming up to him. It's fun to watch. You should see the background of him recording and people coming up and going, asking him if he was doing a podcast or what he was doing. So Ben was a really cool guest. Make sure you listen to that one. And then finally, this is from one of our most recent episode, episode 39 with Dr. Corey Block. I don't like to have favorites because it's not fair, but this was honestly one of my favorite podcasts I've ever done. It was so amazing. Dr. Corey is a neuroscientist, PhD, and a executive coach, number one executive coach in the UAE. So he's based in Dubai. He's from Canada, but has traveled all over, but yeah, has called Dubai home for quite a long time now. And it was so great. It was perhaps a little bit more kind of career orientated, but there were so many great insights to be able to take into both professional and personal life. And the main one was to remove distraction. Now that sounds obvious, but not just thinking, oh, well, you know, I'll just turn my phone over, you know, so that I can't see it when it pings up. Actively removing distractions, turning off the notifications till midday, taking your phone out of the room, closing any other browsers, apps, whatever it is you have open on your computer while you're working. By doing this, even if you're in a position to hand off some of your work to an assistant, you know, as Corey said, his assistant runs his life, so there's only a select few people that can actually get through to him. And whilst that sounds bougie and it sounds a bit upper class, actually, putting those frameworks in place, as he said, has allowed him to actually achieve the level of success that he has. And this is something that he now passes on to C-suite level executives. So people in very, very high positions leading some of the world's biggest companies. And actually, the first thing you do is by getting rid of those distractions and having less distractions, that leads to much better decision making. And then it allows you to put your attention where it matters most. So as Corey said, and this was one that really resonated with me, is it's not just about how you spend your time. We're so quick to say time is our most valuable commodity and things. And it is. But of course, time can be spent passively and not necessarily productively. And I don't mean productive in terms of hustling. But it's not just about how you spend your time. It's about where you put your attention. So by doing that and by getting rid of the distractions that will take your attention away from where you're at right now, where your feet are, that means you can't make as good decisions because there's too many things going on. There's too much noise. So trying to remove those distractions and get rid of that, become undistractable, as Dr. Corey says. By becoming undistractable, that allows you to make better decisions, which ultimately will allow you to improve in whatever aspect of life it is that you're working on at the moment. That was a really valuable one from our most recent episode, other than this one, of course, episode 39 with Dr. Corey Block. So that's it. Just a quick one, whether you're on the train, you're commuting home, or whether you just need something quick to listen to on the way to pick the kids up from school. I hope you guys have enjoyed this really quick five lessons episodes. As I said, we're going to be doing this every 10 episodes. So the next one will be episode 50. Oh, that'll be a big one. Maybe we'll have to wait. Maybe we do episode 51. So I want to try and get a big guest on for episode 50. But either way, I really hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. I hope you're enjoying all of the amazing coaches that we're having on at the moment, you know, coming on and sharing their wisdom, sharing their insights that usually would remain behind closed doors. It's an absolute pleasure for me to get to talk to them. I hope that you guys are enjoying getting those insights straight into your ears as much as I'm enjoying recording them. Please don't forget, guys, as well, our AI avatars on Pitstop are now live. So you could go and receive some of this coaching for a fraction of the cost of what it would usually be. And you can have a fully realized AI avatar version of your favorite coach. We've got two coaches live at the moment with a lot more on the way over the next couple of months. It's a really, really exciting time. I hope you guys take a free trial and please let us know what you think of Pitstop as well. That's it for me, guys. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. We will see you for the next one.